When Amedi Coulibaly gunned down four people and took hostages at the kosher supermarket, police immediately issued this arrest warrant for him and his partner, Hayat Boumediene, suggesting she had been alongside her husband for the attack. Police said she was armed and dangerous. France's public prosecutor linked the couple to the attackers as Charlie Hebdo.
It appears from the investigation, especially from phone taps, that Sharif Kouachi's spouse had called more than 500 times to Amedi Coulibaly's partner, Hayat Boumediene, which shows permanent and strong links between the couples.
This is where Amedi Coulibaly and Hayat Boumediene were living. It's about a 10-minute drive to Montrouge. That is where Coulibaly is believed to have gunned down that police officer, and 20 minutes from the kosher supermarket where he took hostages. Now, police are still inside the apartment investigating. Their names are clearly printed on their mailbox, and armed police still stake out the couple's apartment. Photos of Boumediene in 2010 quickly surfaced, showing her in full niqab, armed with a crossbow. Court records showed she and her boyfriend had met with a top Al-Qaeda recruiter. But now, as the investigation widens, it appears Boumediene was not even in France at the time of the shooting. Turkish officials say she arrived January 2nd in Istanbul, most likely destined for Syria. French security sources agree. And that's not the first dead end. Initially, police named three suspects in the Charlie Hebdo attack, including an 18-year-old named Hamid Mourad. But friends of Mourad insisted to CNN that he was innocent, in school at the time of the attack, more than 100 miles away. An alibi police later confirmed after Mourad voluntarily turned himself in. Saturday, he was released. In the rush to find the attackers, French police cast a wide net, but investigators are still seeking answers from anyone who may have been involved in France or abroad, including Hayat Boumediene. Atika Schubert, CNN, Paris.